Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're talking about overcoming Satan's strategy that would stop you from entering into the kingdom, the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've talked about John 10:10, where the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And we know that Jesus comes to bring life, and he brings it more abundantly. We know from Romans chapter 8 that there's a who that tries to separate you from the love of Christ. Who is that? That's the devil. What he uses is tribulation or distress or persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. He considers us sheep for the slaughter, but the truth is, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8, verse 37. We also see the fact that we're to put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians 6, 11, that we may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks or strategies that Satan uses to try to get to you. If we will put on the whole armor of God, which is put on through the Word of God in every area of our life, then we will be able, which is a form of the word dunamis, which means we'll have the power to stand against these wiles. You're not going to be able to overcome them by your own ability or by your own willpower, mind over matter. No, it's going to take the power of God resident in you through the Word of God as you put on the whole armor of God, because you need spiritual power to deal with a spiritual enemy. Remember 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, the Bible says that your adversary is Satan, who goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now we must watch that we don't give place to him. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, the Bible says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We give place to him if we walk in the areas of sin. So we've got to be sure that we're not walking in any areas of sin. Otherwise, he'll get advantage of us. So we can't be ignorant of his devices. We must know what he's up to. You know, some people, they don't want to talk about the enemy. They just want to talk about Jesus all the time. Of course, we want to talk about Jesus and the Word of God and all the things that he'll do for us and the promises of God and all the things that he directs us to do. But at the same time, we've also got to understand the enemy and how he tries to work against us so we don't give place to him. We saw in Luke chapter 8, verse 12, how the devil comes to take the word out of our heart. And the way he took the word out was because they didn't understand it. If you don't understand the word, then you won't hear and do it. And if you don't hear and do it, then the devil can come and take the word out of your heart. Now in Luke 8:13, here's where they received the word with joy, and they had no root in themselves. They believed for a while, but in time of temptation they fell away. A root system is established in us, which is the foundation, because we're a consistent hearer and doer of the word. When you're a consistent hearer and doer of the word will be abiding in you, and in that time of temptation, you will be ready to speak forth the word and do what the word says and not stand away and give place to the temptation. We also saw from Genesis chapter 3 how the serpent came to tempt the woman, and he tried to get her into doubt. Yea, hath God said? And the woman spoke back to the serpent and said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. There's nothing recorded about you couldn't touch it. He just said, you're not supposed to eat it. That shows the fact that the woman did not have the word of God straight in her. The serpent knew the fact that because she didn't have the word straight, she was an easy candidate to be deceived. And that's the truth. If you don't have the word straight in you, the devil will be able to deceive you easily. So he says, you shall not surely die. For God doth know in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes will be open, you'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. He appealed to her eyes, the things that she would see, and also to her intellect about things that she would know. Well, the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise. And so she was deceived, and fell for that temptation. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Don't give place to the enemy in the area of the senses, or in the area of your mind. Instead, you submit them to the Word of God, and think on what the Word of God says, because you must walk by spiritual law, and not give place to any of the temptations. temptations of the enemy. Then we talked about Joel chapter 1 and verse 4, where we talked about how Satan works against us little by little. The palmer worm, and then the locust, then the canker worm, and then the caterpillar. The palmer worm was the gnawer who was wearing away persistently little by little. The locust was the one who began to overrun and throng him. Canker worm, the word means a devourer, where he was striking repeated blows. And then the caterpillar is the one who comes and does ruinous damage. The devil will work little by little to try to get to you. And when you give place a little bit, he'll come on stronger. And the more you give place to him, the stronger he'll come to try to bring ruinous damage. That's why you've got to be ready to resist any and all temptations that come against you. Because you give place to him in one area, he's going to keep coming at you and keep coming stronger and stronger as you give place to him. Now in Numbers chapter 13, here's where the 12 spies went out to search out the land. They came back with the fruit of it. And in verse 28, the majority said, "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell on the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." Well, Caleb, he stilled the people before Moses, and he said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." The word possess means to occupy by driving out previous inhabitants, indicating he knew that there was going to be some warfare, but who was the one who gave him the victory? God had always given them the victory over their enemies, and so he had confidence in God and that they were well able to overcome it and go and occupy the land by driving out the enemies. He obviously had his eyes upon the Lord and upon the word of God. When verse 31, the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." How did they get to that place of believing that the enemy was stronger than them? Well, they brought up an evil report of the land that they'd searched out unto the children of Israel, and they said, "The land through which we've gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Sight. That shows you what affected them. If you allow yourself to be moved by what you see, by the natural things, things that are revealed to the senses, and you even allow this to affect your own image of yourself, because they were in their own sight as grasshoppers, and you even believe a lie like they did, as they believed that the enemies thought that they were grasshoppers as well. No, they got totally deceived because they didn't keep their eyes on the Word of God. You'll get deceived if you look at the senses and you start being moved by what you see. You've got to watch that you only see yourself according to the Word of God, and you see the enemy from the Word of God, and you understand that the enemy knows who's on the inside of you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, and he knows that you're not a grasshopper because of who is in you. So don't give place to the enemy in your mind. Let him put a wrong image in you. In John chapter 11, here's where we see that Jesus was on the way to raise Lazarus from the dead. And a temptation came from the devil through Martha to pay attention to the natural state of things. Observe the senses. In verse 38, it says he came groaning himself up to the grave. In verse 39, he said, "Take away the stone." Well, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." She was trying to get him to appeal to his senses, to smell, to see the fact that he was dead. Jesus wasn't going to fall for that. He understood what was going on, and he was already groaning in the spirit, interceding, coming against the spirits that had caused his death. And as Jesus groaned in the spirit continually, and then spoke to the Father and said, "I thank thee that thou hast heard me," and then he spoke with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth," and he was raised from the dead. Jesus had to fight a spiritual battle, and he knew that the Father heard his prayers, and he had to speak forth that word to see him come forth. And that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to engage in spiritual warfare against your enemies, and you're going to overcome them, and you're going to speak forth the word of God, because God's going to respond to you praying prayers of authority, and he's going to give you victory over your enemy. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18 says, "While we look not at the things that are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen." We've got to keep our eyes on the things that are not seen. If you look at the things that are seen, you're going to be deceived by the devil. In Matthew chapter 14, here we see Satan's strategy is to get your attention upon the things that he is doing in the natural, and to sow a negative thing into your life. In verse 26, here's where the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea. And they were troubled and said, It's a spirit, and they cried out for fear. Well, Jesus spoke and said, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Well, Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid thee come unto thee on the water. He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And then in verse 30, And when he saw the wind boisterous, the word boisterous is the word ischoros, which means mighty and forceful. When he saw the wind forceful, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Here's the case where Peter saw the wind boisterous or strong and mighty. Now when he observed this with his senses, he opened the door to the enemy and he let fear come into him. It says he was afraid. So the devil was able to sow fear into him. And what happens when you get fear in you, you're out of faith. And then it says he was beginning to sink. That shows you it's a spiritual principle. Because if the water didn't suddenly hold you up, you'd just plop right down in the water. No, it says he was beginning to sink, showing a spiritual principle that when you get your eyes off of Jesus, off the Word of God, and you react and respond to what the enemy's doing and allow what he brings to you to get into you, which in this case was fear, it's going to cause you to sink. You've got to be ready to deal with every temptation of the enemy and stay in faith and fear not. In fact, Jesus said, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt or stand in two ways? That's why you can't be double-minded. The double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and let not that man think that he's going to be able to take hold of anything of the Lord. Another scripture that reveals Satan's strategy against believers is in Matthew chapter 16. Here's where Peter had the revelation that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. But then a little bit later, when Jesus was speaking to his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. And in Matthew 16 and verse 22, Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. And Jesus turned and he said to Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Here's a case where Jesus was speaking to Peter, but he was speaking to the devil that was in him. That shows you that spirits can be in a person. And so he spoke to Satan and told him he was an offense to him. And notice he said, Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. That shows you that Peter fell for the temptation of the devil to value the things of men over God. We cannot value the things of men over God. We've got to always pay attention and be obedient to and do the things that God tells us to do, and not ever value the things of men over God. Otherwise, you get into compromise, and that makes you a man pleaser instead of a God pleaser, and you have fallen for Satan's strategy. Resist his strategy, always do the things that God wants you to do, and keep your eyes upon the Lord and overcome Satan's strategy against you so that you can enter into the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I close today, I invite you to visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. We have teaching articles, testimonies of victory, our audio Bible school, which includes over 500 broadcasts on about 50 different subjects available for you to listen to free on our website. The website address again is www.doersoftheword.org. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.